Okay, are we all there? Are we all there? Okay. Okay, I'll start. For everything there is a reason, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sue, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Okay, we're going to stop there and then talk about that. And then after that, we're going to go to verses 9 through 15. Okay. Actually, I'm going to pray again. Yeah. Dear God, thank you for just bringing us all here together and to hear what you have to say to us. And thank you for being here forever and ever. And thank you for creating a purpose for us to live. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen.
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 Okay, so I have three questions that I have for you guys in this. It's, what does this say about us? What do we do? Or what does this say about God? And then what do we do about it? Okay, I think that's what we used to do for Bible study. I did it because Ecclesiastes is a little bit confusing sometimes, but that's how we're going to do it tonight. Okay, so what do you guys think this is saying about us?
Have to be patient.
Yeah?
There's like a season for everything.
There is a season for everything, yeah.
Time and place?
Time and place? Anyone else?
A no. Date and a destination.
Date and a destination.
Or
vacation.
I think it's kind of a reminder that like nothing lasts forever. You know?
Yeah.
Like maybe if it's a bad time now that you're going through, it's going to get better. So don't get too down. And if you're on a high point right now, don't get too crazy because they don't last forever. Either.
Yeah. Yeah, something that I said was, there are times that we'll be happy and there's times that we will be sad. And whatever it is, it still comes from God. Like everything that happens to us, no matter if we're just being born or if we're just being died. In verse 2.
Amen, amen.
But everything comes from God, and I think that's really cool. Yeah?
So, Eli said before that the first two chapters kept on saying under the sun, under the sun, under the sun. Mm-hmm. And the first verse here, it says a time for every matter, which could also mean purpose, under heaven. So that word matter also means purpose. If we have purpose under heaven, there's more meaning for it because God is above.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing that I have is sometimes we don't have answers about what's going to happen in our lives too, because like something that we don't plan on happening could go wrong and we don't know how that's going to look forward to in our lives, and we don't know how what's going to happen next really. And that's also my next question too. When's a time that something didn't go as planned for you guys? Oh, okay.
I don't want to say.
Okay. Yes, Silas?
One time I went to McDonald's and I asked for like the...
You just been living it all over again.
Yeah?
This one time, when I was coming out from the bathroom, Gabby was like standing in the dark and she came running at me and I did not expect that.
Yeah, that's something that I was not expecting either.
Oh, the time when I was at the gym and I tried like walking off, I was on the treadmill and I fell in front of everybody and busted my mom.
That's definitely something.
Okay, so
we're playing Manhunt, and because I'm like, he was the last one going up the stairs, and the person was chasing after him, and I thought that no one was there, so I turned up the light, so that way the hunter could maybe like, it would be harder for him to go upstairs, and then from William's perspective, he's running up the stairs, this guy's chasing after him, and then everything goes black, and he just hears this. Getting louder and louder. And then he screams, and I'm like, oh, crap. So, yeah.
That's kind of scary. Yeah, no, that definitely didn't go as planned. No, that's good. Guys, that's good. Okay. There is, yeah, there's a time for that. Yeah. Okay, one story that I have is just long story short, I put my phone in the microwave. But I tell this story kind of often because it's kind of funny. But basically, what happened is I get on Fortnite, right? And I'm about to hop on with the boys. And then with Tyler and Silas and I don't know who else was in that call. Maybe Logan Dobbs.
Yeah, person number three.
Yeah, maybe. But we go to play Fortnite, and then I'm like, man, I'm hungry. I'm going to make some popcorn. So I make popcorn, and then I'm also like, wouldn't it be so cool if I put my phone right next to the microwave and then like it going like, vroom, right? And then after that, Silas goes, oh, put your phone in the microwave.
See, that's that devil in that right shoulder.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But... But I.
Oh, the devil's on the left, and the angel's on your right.
I thought.
Exactly, the angel's on your right.
I wasn't thinking, I guess. And I ended up putting something that was like metal or something like that in the microwave.
And what was your parents' reaction?
Well, we have them both here. Let's find out.
Exactly.
Okay, but then. It goes on for about 3 seconds, which I thought wasn't a long time at all. No, maybe five. And then there was like three lines going through my phone.
Oh, no.
And then I was like, oh, shoot, that's not good.
Did you get a new phone?
No. Yeah. Well, now I do. Yeah. But for 3 months, I couldn't type the letters like A, Q, W, or any numbers. Yeah, but long story short, that I would say, long story short, I would say that actually like helped me because in the long run, I was like maybe like addicted to my phone too much, and I guess maybe I'm not gonna say put your phone in the microwave if you're addicted to it, but I would say that I definitely, yeah, EJ. Well, sometimes I think it's good also if we try to do the right thing, though.
Wait,
because
did nobody ever tell you not to heat up anything?
No, no one told me that. But long story short, it did help me because I was a little bit addicted to my phone, and I think that after that I wasn't really on my phone that much.
Amen.
And then it wasn't a distraction for me, and I thought that was pretty good. So in my story, I think that... Yeah, everything worked out even though I didn't know what was going to happen after I couldn't use my phone. So I think that's kind of cool too. Okay, my next question, when we look back at the passage, what does this say about God? Yeah. Yeah. Adrian, was that a hand? Okay, sorry. Anyone? Yeah?
He knows what time it is.
He knows what time it is. Game time.
Pretty cool.
Sci-sci?
I think kind of like what Steve was saying before, like in verse 1 it says, for everything there's a season and a time for every matter under heaven. It's kind of like a reminder that all these things, there's a time for all these things, and some of them are like joyful things, some of them are scary things, but everything is under heaven. Like everything is in God's control. There's nothing that God doesn't...
Yeah.
There's like a New Testament parallel to exactly what we're talking about. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. So we might not understand why these bad things or certain things might happen, but we can have confidence that God loves us and he's good and he's working it all out.
Yeah.
Job.
And yeah, something also that I think too, like sometimes I think like something's too good to be true also. And, but I think in this passage it says that even like good comes from God too, and I think that's a good reminder to have that it's not because of us that good things happen all the time. It's because of God. Yeah.
I look at this passage, I always think it's a reminder that God is in control, but this world is broken.
Yeah.
And there's like an inherent balance in this world, right? We see it spelled out right here, right? Good and bad, good and bad, good and bad. And a lot of times we tend to think like this world is all that there is.
Yeah.
You know. But when Jesus comes back, he's changing that. You know, this balance doesn't last forever. You know, we're kind of condemned to it now. Unless Jesus comes back now. Be nice if he did.
Mm-hmm.
But he will fix it in the end.
Yeah.
And Chuck, going on that reminds me of like the other thing where it says like we're not made for this world, we're made for the other bit. Like mm-hmm. This is just passing by.
Yeah, something that I wrote down too. I said that God is a really good author too, because I think that sometimes like the craziest stories that we hear is or crazy good stories that we hear, like of like testimonies from people, and like the testimonies that I heard from, like when we went on the Atlantic City trip too, I got to hear some pretty cool stories from people, and like just thinking about like missionaries in like in really bad places, or even like places like here too, just going around and telling people about God. I think. And Silas shared a story too with me that his friend, like randomly felt like the need to go up to someone and to just tell them about God. I think that's really cool that, Jesus has a plan and a time for everything. Yeah, EJ?
Is it kind of like, God is our clock?
Yo, you go on something. But,
I don't know.
Yeah,
expand on that.
Would you say?
I would say, like...
Something more, what do you think?
Yeah.
I don't know, like, it's kind of like our clock, and it's our, like, time for certain things, time for this, time for emotion, and we kind of go around that clock, or we not necessarily worship, but go through with it, and more listen to it, maybe? Or something like that?
Kinda.
That just pops through my head.
That's it.
Okay, bro.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a good thought, EJ. That is a good thought. Yeah. Well, yeah, I think
he's our clock. I mean, he knows everything and he's timeless.
Yeah.
He's always been.
Yeah.
But I hear what he's saying. That's like, it's, you know, sometimes God brings difficult things into our lives too, to, you know, whether it's to correct us, whether it's to teach us something. Sometimes you may not get to use it again for years and years, but you might run into somebody else who's going through the same thing that you went through 3 years ago, and maybe you can, maybe you're more ready to help them with it at that point.
Yeah. All right, next question. So, knowing that God is working all things out for His glory, what do we actually do about it? In the passage, what does it talk about actually doing something about it? Or maybe not in the passage either. You could just storm out some thoughts.
Yeah, what was the question?
Okay, what do we do about it? Like, in our lives, like, how do we act knowing that God has all things working out? No matter what.
I think sometimes we like to ignore it.
Yeah, we do.
You didn't
bother
drop it down.
Yeah,
no,
you
didn't.
Hey,
I'm
going to spirit, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, God tells us to be disciples too, yeah.
Sometimes when we're struggling through something, we kind of are stressing about something, we could, you know, trust in Him that things will be okay. You know, that we have to go through some sort of struggle to, like, gain some sort of peace.
Yeah.
You know, so, I don't know, just knowing that He has things coming for you on His own timing kind of like takes away that stress or that emotion.
Yeah, what I said too is kind of similar. I said that we should live in like Thanksgiving too, because we should be thankful that God does have everything working out for His glory, and we don't have to really worry about us doing everything. Like, it's not about us trying. It's not about us trying in general. It's about us more letting go and letting God. Yeah, Grace.
I feel like when things happen in our lives that are like go against like our initial plans and like mess up our expectations, like we kind of want to fight it and have resistance, and it just really sucks. Like, why is it my life going the way that I planned it? It's like, instead of fighting it, you can have rest in God, knowing that, okay, like, there are different seasons for things. Like, there are going to be times where there's life and there's going to be death. And it's like, and I don't have to fight my grief. Like, it's times for me to be, times for being in joy. So it's just like ultimately trusting in God's plan. And then how do you know that you're trusting it? It's like when you can feel rest in the truth that He has for you, that like there are these different stages of life. And then He's going to take us through it, you know, and that this isn't the end.
Yeah.
Again, like, experiencing that this fallen world, and that we have hope, that we have eternal life with Him, where it's going to be perfect. And, you know, so even in our disappointments, we can still look forward to, like, the joy that we're going to have in the future.
Yeah.
So to tag off of that, I think we should live, like, each moment that we have lasts as eternity, lasts forever. Live our lives like each moment has eternity, because, you know, if we're joyful in something, we have that forever. If we're happy about something, we'll have that forever, because we have eternity to look forward to in God. And so think about somebody that doesn't know God. They might be happy about something, but without that eternal perspective, it's fleeting. It's going to go away. It's not going to last. But our hope is eternal. We can live each moment of our lives no matter what circumstance we're in, knowing that.
Yeah. EJ?
Kind of like in that kind of like clock that we follow, and God, He might make like cracks or something in it, which might be bad times, which leads us to character development for us to understand about new situations and kind of what might happen in the future. And also, we could maybe
Yeah.
Yo, preacher, girl.
Yeah.
Oh my
EJ's
God.
On fire. Yeah, there's I was thinking about that when I was preparing for the lesson. One of the old youth pastors here, youth directors here, Art, did a lesson on, I forget what the lesson was on, but one of the questions was, like, why do we need bad in the world? And sometimes I agree with you, like, we do need bad to see in our lives what, like, is, like, good sometimes. Like, we need bad to know what is good sometimes. Nice. Okay. Okay, now we're going to go to verses 9 through 15. What gain has the worker from his toil? I have seen the business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. I've perceived that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and do good as long as they live. Also, that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gift to man. I perceived that whatever God has endures forever, nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. God has done it so that people fear before him. That which is already has been. That which is to be already has been, and God seeks what has been driven away. Yeah. Okay. Again, I'm going to have it broken up into what does this say about us and what does this say about God and what do we do about it? So, like, same questions. So the first question I'm going to ask is what does this say about us? Yeah, like in verse 13, it says that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. Yeah, do you guys know what the word toil means?
No,
neither did I. So I looked it up, and it says it basically is just hard labor, like really hard, like extreme labor. So we should take pleasure in like how hard we work, really, and what we do. Yeah.
I think what it's also saying is like oftentimes as Christians, we look for heaven as like our final destination, like where we want to be all the time. But I think in verse 13, it's like saying to like enjoy like our journey on earth.
Yeah. And I think in Matthew, it might be in Mark, it says that I forget like the words before it, but it says that like if we're Christians, then the kingdom of heaven is already like amongst us and we don't have to wait for heaven and we can live in the light that God is already here with us right now. Yeah.
Kinda. Well, I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question, because
that's a difficult passage.
I think it means like, you know how like the 12 disciples, they were like bad people beforehand. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of what it connects to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I think when I was also reading it, I was also thinking that, like, as people that have, like, sinful nature, too, and are not perfect all the time, like Jesus was, I think it means that God doesn't seek people that are, like, perfect and have it all together all the time. Because he seeks people like us who are sinners and don't have it together all the time and need something bigger than themselves.
Mm. Well, I think that's true, because like in verse 11 it says, in the second half of the night, it's kind of what Steve said before, you know, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. So it kind of says, no matter how hard we try, we can never understand the heart of God. But on a totally different note, that this verse is a very difficult verse, EJ. That last sort about God seeks what has been driven away. You know, there's other translations that read that a little differently, but you know, I always look at that. You know, there's a lot of loss in the life that we live in on this earth, right? And we tend to think that a lot of those things are, they're kind of like permanent. It could be a pet, it could be a loved one, you know, it could be a friendship. You know, you think these things are gone forever. But I think there's a lot of hope in that verse. It says, God seeks what has been driven away. You know? Right? That, and then now you go back. Because to God, you know, that which is already, you know, that which is already been. You know, and that which is to be has already been. And so God is timeless. He doesn't see time the way that we do. You know, for him, everything is the present. And I think there's real hope in the fact that God will restore everything. That was if it was precious to us, it's very likely that it's precious to him. And he's going to restore those things, you know, in the end. You know, we may not see it here, but it's going to happen.
Is it kind of like, because like, God necessarily told them what to write in this book, and it's kind of coming from his heart, so mm-hmm. that's why it's more hard to understand, because we'll really never understand it?
Dude, you are scary.
Bruh, he is on
fire. He is on fire.
You know what? Hate to break it to you, but there's like a fire restriction in the state right now. You better just watch about walking outside.
Exactly.
You are smoking.
But yeah, I guess that's why it's really important not to get discouraged. Here is telling us that through all these tough times, and there's gonna be a lot of them, we can't give up, and I guess pretend that nothing's happening, or just. We need to accept that God is there and God has a plan. Because, I mean, every day is a gift. And every day mm-hmm. under God is a good day. So if we keep that in mind, I feel like we'll be all right.
Yeah.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
I will rejoice and be glad.
That's good.
Doesn't say just the good bits.
Out of time, so
okay, I'm sorry.
No. How about we just talk about this passage just about God, and then maybe we can pray and I'll say all yeah.
All right, yeah.
No.
That I was actually gonna transition to that, so that's bussin'.
Bussin'.
Okay.
Taylor, come get him, bro.
Okay, what does this say about God? Okay, well, in the verses it says, in verse 13, yeah, it says that God gives us gifts too. It says also that, I think I mentioned this before, but it says also that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gift to man. Yeah. Like our heart. Yeah, well. What's that? Yeah. Yeah, well, I think I think working is a very, like, good thing that God has given us, too. Because it says, in verse 9, it says, the business that God has given. In verse 10 it says, I have seen the business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. God has given us, like, works to do. God has, like, given us works to do to be, like, busy and kind of have, like, a purpose in life. When to work.
I think that should be like our attitude towards work too, is that God has given us this opportunity to work and has given us so like if you're gonna have bad days at work, but I definitely do. But through that you have to remember like God has chosen me to do this and I need to work for him, not for me. And to even in those bad days, just know that God has given me that gift. And we have to use those gifts.
Yeah.
I think two things it says about God. It says in verse 11, He has made everything beautiful in its time. In its time. Not our time. And then that over in verse 14 maybe. Whatever God does endures forever.
Yeah. Something that I put down is in verse 14, it says that God has done it, and that stuck out to me because God, well, he's done everything, but I think it's talking, like, bigger right there, personally. Like, Jesus has already, like died on the cross for us, and God's basically saying that he's him. Right, sorry. Yeah, God is saying that he's him. I think that's really cool that God is saying, like, he's, like, God, like, he's telling you, like, all of us that we should not be, like, focused like on ourselves in the moment kind of, and we should like look at who he is, and I think that's pretty cool. Hemi. Yeah.
It's more saying like God has made his clock and we can't change it.
I totally agree.
Yeah, we could be here all night. Okay.
Dude, I totally agree. Well, you know what verse 14 says, right? Nothing can be added to it.
Yeah.
Nor anything taken away from it.
Okay,
I'm just saying what it says.
Or I'll pray for us.
Ooh, can I finish with one thing? Okay. It also says going based off he's done it. It also says that he is he already has been, which is to be, already has been, and God seeks what has been driven away. I think that's like saying that God is going to be forever and ever. And I think that's really cool too. All right, I'll pray. Dear God, thank you for just being with us tonight here, and thank you for all of these answers that we said tonight, and thank you for just the knowledge that you bring to us when we read your Bible. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen.